Wisconsin's statewide mask mandate went into effect last Saturday. Governor Tony Evers announced the requirement for face covers last week, along with a new emergency order.
The tide has turned, and we've seen a surge in new cases across our state. Although we're fighting the same pandemic, we find ourselves in a completely different situation than one we were in just a few months ago.
Some Republican members of the Wisconsin State Senate are calling the statewide mask mandate an abuse of power, and they're planning to take legislative action to override it. Dewey Strobel is a Republican state senator in the state's 20th district, which includes West Bend, Port Washington, Calumet, Campbellsport, and parts of Hartford. Senator Strobel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Why are you and your colleagues opposed to the statewide mask mandate?
Well, as senators, we certainly have to be concerned about the law. And I think for many weeks leading up to the date the governor invoked this order, he said he had no authority to do it. So why all of a sudden does he now have authority to do it? So it is an illegal move on his part. We have a pandemic. We've had this pandemic for a while now. It's not a different pandemic. It's the same pandemic. And the governor is allowed to have a 60-day emergency order. That order has now expired. And so now he needs to work with the legislature and work with the representatives who are elected by the people statewide to devise policies that are appropriate for the pandemic. So I think undergirding this whole argument is it's illegal, and that was in the very words of Tony Evers just weeks before he did this event.
Well, as we heard, the governor said there was a uptick in new cases around the state when he gave the order. And we've seen other states, it's basically this national whack-a-mole game where they get it under control in one state. It pops up in another state. Death numbers going up around the country. Couldn't that be seen as constituting a new round of emergency within this same pandemic?
Well, no, I guess I don't see it that way. Otherwise, you'd have nonstop emergencies when you'd be talking like that. But I think the biggest thing you also have to think about, too, is, well, granted, this is an extremely difficult situation. I get it. But we need to find a way to live with it. And really, the one-size-fits-all approach without the local control, it really doesn't work. I mean, we have 24 counties that have had zero deaths. And I think 56 of our 72 have had very few deaths. You know, we are at, hospitalizations right now, I think we're around 200. And that's lower than the entire stretch that we had between April 7th and June 12th. So, you know, I think it's one person's opinion that this thing has somehow morphed into something different. It's a pandemic. It's with us. And we're doing our best to handle it. The good news is hospitalizations are down. And that's really, to me, is a big driver as to how we should be handling this and what we should be doing. And, you know, the mandatory masks on a statewide basis, it's an overreach. I have nothing against masks. I don't begrudge anyone to wear a mask. I don't begrudge any business to make it a requirement, a private business. But the statewide one-size-fits-all, I just think we're not trusting our residents to do what's best and to do the smart thing.
We're talking to State Senator Dewey Strobel. He is a Republican in the Senate. He and his colleagues are looking to bring the legislature back into session to overturn, in effect, the governor's new statewide mask mandate. You can join in with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Do you want the statewide mask mandate to stay in place, to go away? Should it be handled at the local level, the state level, or would you like to see a federal one? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. On a technical level, Senator Strobel, do you think that you'll have the votes in the Senate and then in the Assembly to get together and overturn this?
I'm very convinced we'll have the votes in the Senate. The Assembly is another story right now.
One of the arguments for masks is that, you know, in our toolkit for public health, until we get a vaccine, hopefully sooner than later, you know, you've got really restrictive measures like shutdowns versus masks, which, you know, let people in many ways go about their business. That in a way is how we can keep things open. If we want to keep things open statewide, the argument, I guess, from the governor would be we've got to have these restrictions in place statewide. What would you say to that?
Yeah. Well, what I would say to that is for instance, you look at Milwaukee versus other areas of the state, the per capita rate is 10 times higher in Milwaukee than it is in some areas of the state. Some areas of the state, we have virtually no impact. That's why a one-size-fits-all statewide approach just doesn't make sense. That's why it's best to deal with it on a local basis where people know what the local situation is. We've got local health experts, and they're the ones that are most suited to make that call.
Let's bring on a caller now. Margaret is with us in Kaukauna. Margaret, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I hear this a lot from the Republican leadership that they're all mad at Governor Evers, but I haven't seen them come up with a plan that's comprehensive. And face masks, if it's universal, then you don't have to worry about people coming up from Illinois to the Dells and causing a lot of new infection in the Dells because of the tourism. So if it was statewide, then everybody knows where they're standing. And I just don't see the Republican leadership doing anything about it besides bashing the governor.
Margaret, well, thanks for the nothing, call. Oh, go ahead, Senator Strobel.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to stop the Dells or any private business there from mandating face masks. They certainly can do that. And again, you know, I have no problem with a local business doing that. It's the broad brush, one size fits all that is the issue. So as far as a comprehensive plan, the comprehensive plan is it should be handled at the local level. That's really what makes the most sense, where you've got the most informed decisions going on. We know one other thing, Rob, too, that I think we have to keep in mind. This is more than face masks also. With the emergency order that the governor currently has in place, he has unfettered powers for 60 days. It's really almost a dictatorship over individuals of the state of Wisconsin when there's one person that can close businesses or close schools or quarantine certain parts of the state or put different restrictions on different types of businesses and so on, all because one person says that. Again, we had that 60-day period. Now we need to work with the legislature to have implement things that make sense. And right now we're not doing that. It's Tony Evers and only Tony Evers that's deciding what's going on in the state of Wisconsin. And quite frankly, it's just not legal right now, given the statutes we have in our state.
Well, and Margaret argued that the legislature hasn't stepped up to try to make changes when it comes to COVID-19 and related unemployment issues. Are there things that the legislature could be convening to do, maybe short of a statewide mandate like this?
Well, I think that the legislature, at least the majority opinion right now, feels that the way where the locals, again, and I'm just sound like a broken record, but where local municipalities, local counties, they are the ones who are in the best position to decide what's best for their residents and their communities. And that's really, where we need to go with this. Again, the one size fits all, when we have varying cases throughout the state of Wisconsin, to think that we can just apply one rule throughout and not be overextending or obtrusive to some of our citizens, just it's really hard to reconcile that.
We continue our conversation with State Senator Dewey Strobel. Along with his Republican colleagues, Senator Strobel opposes Governor Evers' recent state of emergency redeclaration and the statewide mask mandate. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the statewide mask mandate? We'll go back to your calls now. Leah is with us in Green Bay. Leah, hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
What did you want to bring up?
I work in public health, and public health has been historically underfunded and understaffed, and it seems to me that the COVID pandemic has become an economic and a political thing instead of the public health thing as it should be. Cases are continuously increasing. That Senator Dewey said that Wisconsinites would do the right thing and choose to wear a mask, and they're not. And we're so behind at public health. There are state teams being trained to do contact tracing, and they're not doing their job. And recommendations change all of the time. It's very hard to keep up with as a public health professional. The general public just isn't going to follow because they want to do things. And if we're going to reopen, people need to wear masks, and there needs to be some sort of authoritative system in place to keep people masked, or it's a lockdown, because this is not going to stop spreading.
Leah, thanks a lot for the call. Senator Strobel, a public health worker, saying it's masks and a mask requirement or lockdown down the road. What do you think?
Well, I mean, whatever happened to social distancing? You know, we certainly have social distancing, and we're certainly able to do that. And again, if you're not comfortable going into a building that doesn't have a mask mandate, don't go into that building. You know, it's as simple as that. Or wear a mask if you choose to. You know, one thing that I think we need to keep in mind is, I think I've seen a recent statistic that if you're under 65 years old, you have a higher probability of getting killed in a car accident than you do from dying of COVID. And we certainly aren't taking all the highways off the road, all the cars off the highways. But, I mean, that's something we need to do to keep this whole thing in perspective. I also saw some recent statistics from out of Milwaukee County. And out of 383 COVID deaths as of July 31st, 372 of those were individuals with other underlying health conditions. So basically, if you're passing away and you have COVID, you died because of COVID. And so I think, you know, we've also had some interesting occurrences regarding other statistics regarding this pandemic. The withholding of negative results on tests, which have changed quite a whole bunch, the percentage of positive tests when that occurs. So, you know, there's a lot of things flying around out there. There's a lot of different theories. I don't think there's a whole lot of settled science when it comes to this, as much as many people want to indicate that there's settled science. We've had countries, we've had counties, we've had states that have been implemented mask mandates long before us, and they've continued to see an upward trend in infections. So, you know, it's really hard to put a finger on just exactly what the net effect of a statewide mandate will be.
Thanks for the call. We'll go to Ken in Sauk County now. Ken, hello.
Oh, thanks for having me. I just wanted to say here in Sauk that our county board has said they don't have the authority to put on a mask mandate or do anything about that. They're looking at the state. And if you drive through the Wisconsin Dells, it's the Wild West. All the bars and restaurants are packed, and they spread throughout the county, spreading any disease they might have. It's really frightening.
Thanks a lot for the call. And we've seen in other states with situations like Ken is talking about, we don't see the disease. It's asymptomatic for many people. And then all of a sudden it hits them a couple weeks later. Do you worry if Ken is seeing a wild, wild west, we might follow some of those other states, Senator Strobel?
I think if however he wants to define the wild, wild west, I think we've been seeing that in many areas for now. But when you look at areas like Madison, Milwaukee, and possibly Brown County, where we have had some of the most aggressive outbreaks, they're also the communities with the most aggressive, quote, deterrence to the spread of COVID. So that's something we have to reconcile, too. And I haven't been able to do that yet.
We've seen Dane County charts, the numbers going down. People, and it's not necessarily a causal link, but numbers going down since the countywide mask mandate.
Right. We've seen numbers go up and down this entire time, and it all depends what the current trend is. But I think you brought up a very good point about asymptomatic cases. Again, let's go to hospitalizations. Let's go to the ICU. I believe as of August 2nd, we had only 110 COVID-19 patients in ICU beds. You know, out of a state of 5.8 million people, we really need to balance that in terms of our reaction when those are the statistics we're looking at.
Thanks again for that call. In just our last minute or so, Senator Strobel, what would you like to see from the governor? What would you want him to come to lawmakers with and talk about in a way that, as you were saying earlier, y'all could work together on this?
Yeah, well, first off, we need to, for the reasons I've stated previously, not have a statewide mandate. I do believe we need to have a conversation about what's going on with our unemployment insurance in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, you very well know there have been people who have been waiting for weeks and months to get their unemployment. So that is a very real, very hard-hitting situation that, is just, quite frankly, inexcusable why that has gone on. I'd love to have that conversation with the governor to see why that's going on and what we can do to fix it. I believe there's been some proposals to fix that, but he hasn't seemed very interested in those. So, you know, again, until the governor stops acting in a dictatorial manner by implementing for a second time an emergency order on the basis of the same pandemic, it's pretty hard to have those discussions.
Senator Strobel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Senator Dewey Strobel is a Republican state senator from Cedarburg. He joined us for a look at legislative efforts to override a mask mandate here in the state. You can keep sharing your thoughts and follow the latest news over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.